arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As Jesus went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus Christ. We all like to have friends, I think, and I hope. But when you think about it, who needs a friend like the prophet Jonah? I don't mean to judge him, but he was a little bit iffy, doesn't he? So Jonah was sent by God to warn the people of Nineveh that they must mend their ways. We can rely on a good friend to tell us the truth about ourselves, even when it is painful. The people took notice of God's warning, and God was kind and forgiving. So Jonah had done them a service. But immediately he became annoyed because they believed him. Jonah comes across as the unfriendly player in this drama. When God doesn't punish the Ninevites for their sins, Jonah goes off in a huff. In helping us to understand ourselves, our Heavenly Father, our God, prods us into accepting ourselves and accepting one another. We are of unique value. Friendship is at the heart of God's relationship with us. Since his very first promise to Abraham, God has remained mankind's closest friend. As we look at the history of his friendship with us, we can see clearly the hallmarks of any close and sincere friendship. The life of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, showed in a profound way this aspect of God's relationship with us. Jesus knew we couldn't survive as whole personalities in isolation. We needed friends too. He did not regard those closest to him as simply followers, servants, or students or pupils. He called them friends. In the Gospel of St. John, we find that he was talking to the disciples and he told them, "You are my friends." Through the Christian centuries, there have been some well-known examples of mutual friendship between saints. Yet often, Christians have had great difficulty in understanding friendship. Close friendship was frequently viewed with suspicion. That thing also today. There are some friendships that are viewed with suspicions. No matter how much Jesus tells us not to judge, but we are ready to judge. Probably also say some words that we shouldn't say about this couple or about that couple. There was even a ban on close friendships in many religious orders on the grounds that particular friendships were exclusive and could lead to distorted relationships. And that was true. And it is still true. Even now, some people are uneasy with friendships. It is no wonder we cram ourselves so full of amusements and activity that we have less and less time to spend with our people, with our friends. Friends are essential to our wholeness and our well-being, because a friend's relationship is open-handed. There are no contracts, no terms of office, no formalities. There is only a mutual love, an affection which develops and matures as time goes by. Old friendships are usually the best because they have been tried and tested with the passage of time. To have a friend, you have to be a friend. And this is very important to keep in our mind. To have a friend, you have to be a friend. And that's where we can come to grief. We would all like to have lots of wonderful friends who love us, who support us, who understand us, and put up with our faults and our failings, and be patient with us. But we find it very difficult at times to behave like that to others. Isn't it true? We find it difficult at times to behave like that to others. It's no wonder that so many of us experience loneliness and a feeling of isolation and exclusion. Friendship is a mutual exchange of self without any desire for gain or preferment. It follows then that at times friendships are threatened and stormy. Honesty can provoke conflict, and we see this when Paul clashed with Barnabas and Peter. At the end of his life, St. Paul faced a certain loneliness, but he recognized his shortcomings and was always honest about them. Clearly, his close friendship with others and with God especially had helped him to see into himself with greater honesty and perception that would otherwise have been possible. Difficulties with friendship can be the beginning of our journey into ourselves in order to discover our true value. Perhaps we feel we lack friends because we see ourselves as shy. But can we be sure that our shyness isn't based on a self-centered attitude? Are we worried about what others think of us and the impact we are making rather than the other person's feelings? Or do we lack friends simply because we are too busy? And that's a very important point, because we are seeing it in everything, relationship between parents and children, especially young children. And we see parents are too busy. Parents have to take the children there, they have to take them there. Mom has to come and cook, mom have to do this, mom have to do that. And we are too busy to have friends. Yet what could be more important than God present in another human being? And this is especially a good point to remember, especially those of you who are married, those of you who are preparing to get married. Just keep it in your mind. I remember I had a couple that I was giving instructions before marriage when I was pastor in Formosa. And this man, when I asked him, "What do you feel good about your fiancé?" And he told me, "The best thing I have in my mind and in my heart is that she is my best friend. She's going to be my wife and my best friend." And that's why how he have introduced her with other people. He didn't say, "This is Janie, my wife." No, "This is my wife and my best friend." It is a wonderful thing to keep that in mind between husband and wife. Now, what could be more important than God present in another human being? Probably that man was looking at his future wife. He has seen the presence of God into his future wife. And that's how he kept his marriage going. If we cannot keep friends, is our behavior or temperament out of control? Are we selfish, lacking in patience or kindness? Do we expect all the understanding to come in our direction and restrict the understanding we offer to others? My dear friends, let's keep in mind God's love is unconditional. He doesn't love us because we are rich or because we are poor, because we are successful or because we have failed. He loves us because we are worth loving. And we are worth loving because He loves us. God sees us as we are and is committed to us. And because of that unconditional commitment, He enables us to grow in confidence and to know our own value. And that is worth of friendship. God bless you.